Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is it over, Tone?
I actually don't think it is.
Oh. All right. Tell me why.
Because I do think Indiana can beat Oklahoma City back in Indiana. I don't think Indiana's afraid of Oklahoma City. I don't think like they're in the heads of Indiana. Now, the one thing to watch, obviously, is this, what is it, a calf for Tyrese Halliburton?
Correct. Because, I got more on that here in just a moment.
Yeah, he was not an offensive threat to score at any point. Like, he couldn't elevate. He couldn't explode by anybody. They still guarded him. Like, they still trapped him, like, 30 feet from the basket. So I still think if they're going to guard him, then, you know, if they can just get a little bit of help, they could come back and win. You know how this is, like, game six, they'll get every call. They'll be at home. Caitlin Clark will be sitting courtside. Halliburton's dad will be there. Like, the NBA wants to see this go seven. Like, I thought Oklahoma City got every call in the first half yesterday. So I think that alone could change things, and just you got to hope Oklahoma City misses shots, because they did not miss shots yesterday. It was an unbelievable, the Jalen Williams game reminded me of Kyrie back in 2016, what he did in those final, the second part of that series.
It was an impressive performance. Well, you ready to have it? Ready to have it out?
Yeah.
So why can Tyrese Halliburton, who's a good player, really good player, really, 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 really good player.
You said face of the league.
I said he would vie for face of the league if they won the finals, for F's sake. Lord.
Can we get a fact check on
that?
Well,
I mean, seriously. Yeah, do a fact check on it. That's what I say. Now, I'm not going to get mad at 6:05 in the morning.
Call the censors and let them know.
Well, I'm serious.
And Harmon's awake and alive.
Well, for the love of God, he takes every... Which, by the way, speaking of taking words and twisting them and making me look bad, did you ever give a take on Nick Chubb, by the way, on Friday? Because I realized that after the show on Friday, I go, damn it, I got so defensive about defending the whole Nick Chubb thing and saying, guys, I put Nick Chubb in the Ring of Honor. The NFL's just not going to allow his jersey to be retired.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people had some fun with me just going, Ken's worked into a shoot again. But I go, you know what? I don't remember getting Lime on the record about Nick Chubb and whether or not his jersey should be retired.
They should retire his jersey. They should put a statue outside of the stadium. It was weird to see Ken go to the other side of me on that. I didn't anticipate that.
Oh, he texted me that the other day.
Yeah, I did. I sent a flurry of texts. I said, I still can't believe Ken hasn't reversed course on this. That's not like Ken, man of the people.
I said the NFL would stop it. I said, if you want to... Yes, why? Well, the NFL's not going to stop it?
They would intervene.
The injunction.
They are... You can ask anybody with the Browns. Ask anybody with the Browns. They are extremely... stringent? Is that what I'm looking for there at 6:06 in the morning?
They're stingy with their numbers.
They are crazy about the numbers and not retiring the numbers. Because you could always go back and ask a player to wear a number if they're retired. Remember the famous, they had Andy Katzenmoyer wear number 45 and the big cat at ass
Stuff
Archie Griffin.
Could come out of retirement.
Yeah, if he could wear number 45. So you could bring it out of retirement. Problem is, if the guy passes away, who are you going to ask? Like, you can't ask Jim Brown to wear 32 now. Mm-hmm. You might be able to ask the estate or the family. I guess you could probably do that if you wanted to, but that's a whole thing.
You mean like go up to the house of wherever the family lives and go, estate, can I do this?
You knock on the door first is what you do, or hit the ring bell, whatever it is.
I feel like the estate would not have a door. I feel like you'd have a big gate. You'd have to try to breach.
Okay, well, then you go up to
the
gate.
Like in Scarface, you'd have to catapult over the gate.
You drive up to the gate. It's been a long time since I've seen Scarface. I forget that part. I remember when the cop gets shot, which he was a dirty cop anyway, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I want to make sure. That guy just died in real life, didn't he? R.I.P. You drive up to the gate, and you press the button, and you go, estate, and they go, yes. Who are you?
Do you think it's a butler that answers the phone at the estate?
His name is Jeeves. That's where I'm at. And he goes, hello. And you say who you are, and you say that you're a running back, and can I wear Nick Chubb's jersey? Well, Nick Chubb's still alive. Can I wear Jim Brown's jersey?
Is the butler still always a British accent?
That's what
do Americans not want to do that job? Feels like that could have been an opportunity.
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, you don't see very many American butlers. Damn it. That's true. There's not very many American butlers.
So the only thing
Mr.
I knew,
Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere. What was
wait a minute. Was Mr. Belvedere American?
Was Benson a butler?
I don't remember. I never saw Benson. Sorry. You're on your own on that one.
Wasn't a valet? I don't know.
All right, Mr. Belvedere. We're going to a weird place right now. But
I'm
you
looking
took
up
me
Benson.
There. You took me there. Anyway, what the hell was I going to say? Well, the house was supposedly in Pittsburgh. People in Pittsburgh can have a butler? I'm sorry. So my whole thing was his jersey, it's just the numbers. The NFL is going to, damn it. And then I got upset because I'm sitting there on Friday afternoon and I go, you know what? That guy didn't say nothing. I mean, just sat there and had to defend myself.
I think I made the case on Friday that the logo of the NFL should no longer be the shield. It should be Nick Chubb.
A silhouette.
Running the football.
Like Jerry West, yeah. Yeah, that's
I think I made
exactly.
that abundantly clear.
And I remember that.
Again, it was bizarre to hear Ken, you know, totally on the opposing end of that.
It wasn't totally on the other end of that, but again, you'll always take my words and twist them to fit whatever crazy thing you want me to say. I think I have my excuse, though. If Tyrese Halliburton, who is not going to be the face of the league, but could vie for the face of the league if they win, if Tyrese Halliburton's out, and did he hit any shots last night? Did Tyrese hit a single bucket?
Zero.
He had the goose egg when it comes to field goals.
And he has a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
Then why can't I blame things on Darius being hurt?
Yeah, and I've seen some of this. And obviously, since the Cavs have lost, any conversation we've had at all about the future of the Cavs, whether to blow up the core, tweak the core, don't do anything, just assume we're going to be good next year. A lot of it is on the injuries, most specifically to Darius Garland.
Yep.
Which, the problem with that is, I just haven't seen Garland really play well in the playoffs.
I understand
so
that.
And I don't know that I could just assume that he would have been really, really good if healthy.
But you know what stops him from giving the chance to keep playing really well in the playoffs? An injury. A serious toe injury where he needed surgery.
Yeah,
he required surgery.
It sucks because these were the playoffs. I thought we could finally debunk a lot of that stuff. I have been enamored with his play throughout most of the year until the final month and a half where he was awful shooting the ball. And I was like, finally we can. And then in the Miami series, everybody played well, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, anybody, Ty Jerome, Amani Bates could have played in that series and he would have been really good. That's just how that series was going. Then we get to the next series.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Series against Indiana were favorites. Even after we're losing games, Vegas still had us as the favorite. People kept asking me. I'm like, yeah, we're more talented than the Pacers. And now everybody's gone the other way. Everybody's like, oh, no, the Pacers are more talented. I'm like, well, we're just playing the results now. We're just thinking who wins the games.
If I'm still more talented, like, do you think... And I'm not going to attack you for this. I want to know.
Attack me?
No. I want to know. If I'm in attack mode, I'll set you up differently. Do you think who do you think is the more natural talented player? Is it Darius Garland or Tyrese Halliburton?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, that's why
probably Darius. Okay. Darius has the handles. He has so much. Tyrese
There's
is
a big
really
difference
talented
between
too.
6'5", 6'6", and 6'2", 6'1".
But that's not the talent part of it, right? That's the physical stuff.
But that's the physical part of it. Like Tyrese Halliburton, even though I know he's had a calf injury here tonight, last night, I should say, he is the more sturdy. Even though, boy, he's had a serious injury or two.
Yeah,
he would be thought of as the more sturdy player between him and Darius Garland. Like, there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more groaning. Injuries where you're like, ah, really? Like the facial stuff, the nose, the toe, which the toe, they're all serious, but I think at the moment they happen, I think a lot of fans go, oh God, here we go again. I think that a lot of fans do it, and I think that's okay to do. You're observing. You want your team to win. He is a big part of that. But when I see a team...
Yeah, Halpern's always been like, more pass first.
Wins game six.
Than Garland.
Game six would be on Thursday?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, then game seven would probably be on Sunday, right? Yep. That's how those pivotal games go. So if you got to a game six and Tyrese Halliburton is limping around, if I hear on Friday morning that it was all because Tyrese Halliburton was injured, I mean, I'm probably going to lose my mind here because I'm going to go, well, why can one team have the excuse of being injured and one team can't? If you want to say that Tyrese Halliburton has proven more in the playoffs and has risen to the moment bigger in the playoffs than Darius Garland, I got no argument against that. But that's the typical answer. That's the typical thought of, well, the winners get to write the history. Because we lost, but I still think the history has proven, like, hey, man, you got a guy who's a big part of your basketball team who goes down with a serious toe injury. I want to say foot, but a toe injury and needs surgery and can't run around. That's going to have a significant impact on your basketball
team. Yeah,
that's fair. He did not get the chance to be great in this postseason.
And that's what stinks.
And that's part of my argument for him.
We got to wait a whole nother year. Like, he could play at an all-NBA level next regular season, then you're still going to be able to say, well, what happens in the playoffs when they allow physicality, when he gets picked on defensively much more in a series than he would in a regular season game? I think part of it is that, you know, the Pacers have shown the ability to overachieve, and the Cavs haven't shown that ability in any of their playoff
runs.
So I'm probably too down on their playoff setup than I should be. Their regular season, I mean, I couldn't say enough good things about them in the regular season.
Well, who
can say
anything bad about them in the regular season?
It had me believing.
Can't say nothing.
It had me believing about their playoff run. Now, am I going to be that way next year? I don't think I will.
Now I will go into attack mode. Because I think that this postseason, and a guy like Tyrese Halliburton, who is, again, I didn't say he was overrated. His own compadres in the NBA said he was overrated. There was a lot of people don't really know who he is, and much face of the league.
They do that poll right before the end of next season. You think that could be Darius? You think Darius could be considered one of the more overrated players in the league?
Well, you're going to hate what I'm having to say now, because I think that if we're talking about convenient excuses, I think the injury to Darius Garland gave the people who've been wanting Darius Garland gone, who thinks that this team is better without Darius Garland, I think it gave them all the ammo in the world to fire away at Darius Garland. To watch this
and because
Indiana
Ty Jerome
team,
at the end of that Miami series, that's what started the conversation. We said it was stupid. Like, we came on the air the next day and said, that is idiotic.
Jerome went back to being Ty Jerome.
Yeah.
But, like Jared Allen's Jared Allen. He has a very strong, it's like a weird fan base there. He has his fans, and they will attack you for wanting to trade him. But I think in the overall scheme of things, it's like, all right, you would see Jared Allen as a tradable commodity. Darius, I think that there is a group of Darius truthers. I think you're one of them. That look at him as an overrated player by guys like me. And I think that this is where you guys have found your excuse to get rid of him. Yeah, I'll say it like that. Get rid of him. Find somebody you think is going to be better in the postseason. Where my argument for Darius is that how can he have the chance to be great in this last postseason if he's injured? I think it's an unfortunate set of circumstances there. And I just don't want to give up on players.
Are you banking on him being healthy
talented
in a postseason?
I can't.
But that's the hard part.
And that's the argument. That's the fight back that comes back to me is I don't have faith that he's going to be necessarily healthy because I think it could happen at any time. I mean, you could limit his minutes. You could do what you can. Like, this would be the perfect year. You think about this. This would be the perfect year for Darius to limit minutes, load manage. Hey, you're coming back from an injury. He's probably going to miss if it was a how many month recovery for that toe. If he was going to miss that many months, 5 months, if he was going to miss that much time, you're going into November, you're going to miss parts of the games with that. Then you get to December. Then if you want to load manage, it'd be the perfect time. But Darius has been contact, swipes across the face, things like that. So you could see him getting hurt again in the next postseason. But that's the player you drafted. And that right now is the best player for you. Because there's something else I'm going to say at 6:22. That I'm hearing from some people that I think that we have to be very, very careful on when it comes to the Cavaliers. But what I think what I've hit, and it's been a while, and I think it's crystallized in this series, in this finals, is that there has been a drumbeat. You are one of the people holding one of the sticks, beating that drum. There has been a drumbeat to remove Darius Garland, to trade Darius Garland, and I think that that injury, for both reasons, one, he wasn't able to show up in the playoffs. Two, well, then, Kenny, you're defending a brittle player. It gave them two reasons to move on. You know, the one Cavs beat reporter saying, the Cavs need to move on. It's time for him to go. They need to move in a different direction, to the point where he's been subtweeted by members of the organization there. Yet that's something that stuck with me over the last couple of years, because it got quiet during the regular season. You can't say anything bad about a team that's winning 17 games in a row, for crying out loud. But when this happens, and then I have a team with Tyrese Halliburton going out there and doing it, it's going to give everybody they need, everything they need, the ammo, to remove Darius Garland from this team. But if Tyrese Halliburton goes down, and I hear if they go down on Thursday night, and I keep, well, the calf. All right, well, my player got hurt too. Maybe the excuses just matter for the teams that make the finals. I don't know. I don't make the rules. I just argue them. They're in everybody's emotions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.